Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Duane Brown. Congressional Republicans have regained control of the House following last week's midterm. As NPR's Windsor Johnston tells us, the party is expected to hold a razor-thin majority after a disappointing showing.
The decisive call came in California's 27th congressional district, where Republican incumbent Mike Garcia beat back a challenge from his Democratic opponent, Christy Smith. Even though Republicans will now control the chamber, their majority will be narrow. Earlier this week, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy announced his bid for Speaker and was later elected by his caucus. Moving forward, Republicans are likely to initiate investigations into Democrats, including members of the Biden administration, and attempt to repeal some of the legislation that Democrats have passed over the last 2 years. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
A Milwaukee man has been sentenced to life in prison for killing six people at a Christmas parade last year. As Chuck Quirnbach of member station WUWM tells us, the judge rejected statements he has mental issues.
Last month, a jury found Darrell Brooks guilty of 76 crimes for driving his SUV into people at the Christmas parade in the Milwaukee suburb of Waukesha. During pre-sentencing comments, Brooks's grandmother said her grandson has a bipolar disorder, and Brooks asked to be sent to where he could get help. But Judge Jennifer Duro told the 40-year-old man that he is going to prison.
This community can only be safe if you are behind bars for the rest of your life.
Duro sentenced Brooks to six consecutive life terms for the first-degree intentional homicide cases and more than 750 additional years in prison for the other charges. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
No stranger to snow, but a major storm hitting western New York State has officials urging folks to stay off the roads today. It's already begun falling in Erie County, with snowfall rates expected to reach 3 inches an hour. County Executive Mark Polenkar says when it's all over this weekend, some parts of the Buffalo area could see 3 feet of snow on the ground.
This is not something that we see often. We deal with snowstorms. We've got lots of snowstorms. We usually have one or two bad ones a year. But it is very rare to see the Weather Service call for extreme impacts.
Meanwhile, the National Weather Service says temperatures will be colder than normal for the eastern two-thirds of the country, despite the official start to winter being over a month away. Global stocks mostly declined today amid concerns about the impact of China's zero-COVID policy and its impact on economic activity and tourism. This is NPR. North Korea test-fired another short-range missile, its second in just over a week. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul that the launch follows North Korean criticism of a U.S. pledge to strengthen its allies' defense.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile was launched from around the east coast city of Wonsan and flew about 150 miles eastward into the sea. It added that ahead of the launch, the U.S. and South Korea conducted a scheduled missile defense exercise involving destroyers armed with the Aegis weapon system. The launch came shortly after North Korean Foreign Minister Choi Soon-hee criticized the U.S.'s pledge to defend its allies with all its conventional and nuclear capabilities. President Biden made that pledge at a summit with the leaders of Japan and South Korea in Cambodia on Sunday. If the U.S. keeps it up, Choi warned, the North will respond with fiercer military moves. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Britain's Treasury chief will unveil an emergency budget plan today amid big demands but little cash flow. The plan to revive the UK's sputtering economy comes just 3 weeks after Prime Minister Rishi Sunak took office, replacing former PM Liz Truss, who was forced to resign 6 weeks after taking office. She was ousted over her unfunded tax cut plan that tanked investor confidence and sent the pound to record lows against the U.S. dollar. Global stocks mostly declined today amid concerns about China's COVID policy. Benchmarks edged mostly higher in France and Germany in early trading. This is NPR.